This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Coming up, we're going to talk about those dogs. A couple of guys having a joint workout today in Athens. Also, we'll fill you in on SEC Media Days right here in the ATL. George Niang from our Atlanta Hawks is on the way. 15 minutes, he'll stop by. We'll get his opinions on what he thinks about this matchup with the Heat and what the Hawks are going to have to do to secure a win. Mike, This is not going to be an easy game. And Tyler Hero last night, man, I mean, look, Jimmy Butler is that dude, and he still is. You're seeing it with Golden State. There's playoff Jimmy, and whole nickname thing. But Tyler Hero, man, he put on a show last night, and the Bulls had no answer for him. I hope he is not as hot as he was last night when he comes in here tomorrow night against us at State Farm Arena. 7 o'clock, Mike Conte told you, 7:05 is the tip tomorrow. Normally, these Hawks games are 7:35-ish or so, you got to get there a little bit early tomorrow for this matchup with the Heat, but we're going to talk to George Niang and some guy talk on the way as well. Hey, if you're just joining us, we've been talking a lot about the Braves today, and rightfully so, took some phone calls earlier. The frustration is real. I mean, Mike, we heard it in our callers, you know, voices and certainly their expression about where this team is. And some of you, you know, we just had one caller. He said, look, I still hate that they let Freddie go. And it's funny, man, we are – you know, a few years removed from that, but people still feel that way.
Yeah, and you remember Freddie with Clutch. I mean, Freddie was part of 21. You know, we had a caller who brought up his point was, you know, the guys were paying the big money. They didn't do jack. You know, that basically it was Jorge Soler, it was Jack Peterson, it was Eddie Rosario, which it was. Those are the guys with the big moments, you know, at times. But, I mean, you know, Freddie did have the big home run off a heater to beat the Brewers, and that was monstrous. And it's just, yes, we did look at the numbers. Acuña had an awful, best of five, guys. Remember, it was three games, and the Phillies beat us 3-1 in 2023. Acuña didn't hit. Austin Riley was really the only guys getting paid who got on base, along with actually Sean Murphy in that series. So Albies was pretty cool in that one. So Carl, the clutch thing, you know, that's what sometimes Mark Lemke is the guy that gets on base for you. Maybe it's not going to be, you know, Ron Gant. You know, it's funny how it works.
Yeah. And Money Harris, the guy called Money out and said he's got to stop calling himself Money. He's got to earn the Money moniker.
Now, I love Money Harris, but, you know, I've been kind of sneaking these comments in the last few days, and you kind of give me that eye. You give me the Carl Dukes eyeball.
Because I love him.
But Money's not he can't lead off. He's not a leadoff hitter. I know the leadoff hitter has changed. But again, okay, if you're going to be a leadoff hitter, then lead off with a home run. Be Ricky Anderson if you can't go. Well, Ricky can steal bases too. Okay, bad example. When is Money going to get it in gear? He's just been kind of scuffling.
When everybody else does. Don't point the finger at Money.
He's the table setter.
He's doing what he's expected to do.
Top of the order.
Nobody's hitting right now. Money, I got your back on this.
On the team should be batting leadoff nowadays.
But I hear you. I mean, listen. It's hard when everybody's doing what is happening with this Braves team and you feel like you want to just point the finger at one guy. And nobody's doing anything, guys. I mean, literally. Right. The only guy that was is now sidelining. Let's hope he's coming back, and that's Ozuna. He's the only guy. Like, Ozuna was the only guy. At least I'm getting on base. At least I'm creating some hits. Like, and then he gets the hip thing, and now we're just hoping we'll get an update tomorrow from Grant about this as the guys get back to the ballpark. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's part of this, too. All right, more on the Braves coming up. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. All right, Jalen Walker, Mykal Williams, having a joint workout in Athens today. Many teams there, obviously. We talked about the Saints reportedly in attendance. They picked before we do, and the reason why we continue to say that is because we'd hate to see them get one of these guys. They may, guys. They're going to have an opportunity before we do, unless we move up or down. Right. And, Mike, you know, that's just part of it in our division. But there are a lot of teams interested in both Jalen Walker and Mykal Williams. And if things go as planned, and we got a lot of draft conversation planned for you next week, all right, leading into Thursday, we're going to be talking to all our draft experts. You name it. They're going to be on this show. And I'm curious to see if anything changes between now and then. Now, you're going to say, well, what could change? Listen, you're having these pro days, these workouts for various teams, teams inviting these guys in for one-on-ones. We know Mykal Williams was up at Flowery Branch, Mike. Right. When I say things change, does a team go, man, I really like that kid. You know what? Maybe we do need to go and find a way to get him. That's what I mean. I'm not talking about whether they're first-round talent. Both of these guys are. It's whether a team falls in love with them enough, Mike, to say, you know what? We got to give up some draft capital. We got to get this guy.
Well, that's the thing. And you know, I know that we brought this up the other day. That like, it doesn't mean it's going to happen or it's gospel, because so many times drafts have been predicted to be kind of eh, and then all of a sudden you get three or four Hall of Famers. But Daniel Jeremiah's felt it's kind of a worker bee draft. It, you know, those superstars maybe don't exist. So unless you're going for the guy that you got to have under center, which gets us back to who's going to come up, and are we really going to have four quarterbacks drafted in this first round? You know, I mean, is the shuck stuff really legit with Louisville? But I just think the one guy I think Travis Hunter, and the great debate is how do you use him? And some folks are saying, well, yeah, man, of course I – yeah, but do you have the balls to do it like that? Because the NFL, and everybody's talking a mean game, some of these guys, that's why I think the only guy that really utilized him the most, I think the best would be the brilliance of Sean McVay.
Okay.
Because you're not afraid to use him as a wide receiver. But that's the thing. How do you classify him? Some guys say he's a better wide receiver than defensive back. In which case, so what are you going to do? Are you going to start at wide receiver? You throw him in the nickel package? You know, or your dime package? I mean, it's kind of crazy, right?
It is. He's got great ball skills is the way it's been described, right? I mean, the deal is when the ball's in the air, his ability to track it is as good as anybody in the National Football League. And that's why he's able to do the things. There are a lot of guys, by the way, who used to play wide receiver and now play DB. Okay, and so if you're able to do both, there is a special talent that goes that way. But as far as the dogs, Mike, a couple of guys hitting the portal. Don't know how you feel about this. We got word Branson Robinson is going to hit the portal.
Yep.
And you talked about Tuggle as well, right?
Yeah, Nitro Tuggle, who was going to leave back in December, and then basically George's like, please leave, after he got the latest fracas behind the wheel. Speaking of guys that shouldn't be driving like they were driving around Metro Athens, but, you know, around Athens-Clark County, they also are going to lose Easley, the offensive lineman. Marquez Easley announced he's also in the portal. Dog Nation, our buddy Connor Riley reporting that earlier today.
Well, and again, spring game's done. You kind of know what your playing time may or may not look like as they get ready for fall camp now, and that's so far away. But, Mike, this is why this portal, I think, is important. If guys know what their circumstances are, fine, you can leave. But it also means that the schools are allowed to go into the portal and help themselves as well.
Man, I hate to be the broken record, but we're coming up on some of my favorite things today. You know, my weekly comment about Stacey Searles.
Okay.
Because, you know, Kirby's talked about it in interviews that, you know, he knew they're going to be younger at offensive line. We can debate how good the guys going to the NFL are or aren't. We talked about that the other day. But Georgia's got to replace four starters from last year.
It's a lot.
And we just said, whatever you thought Easley was going to be, you know, he got suspended. Now he's gone. He's in the portal. But, you know, now Kirby said this in the interview last week, we're not going to be as good on the line of scrimmage as we've been the last 3 to 4 years. Well, that's saying something when you got boat raced against Notre Dame in a game and everything was on the line, you know? So if you worry about Gunnar Stockton, I know you like to see Puglisi get his shot. I mean, you better be able to, I mean, I hope they can run the football. It doesn't do you anything to bring all these great wide receiver transfers in.
Can't protect.
If you can't protect.
So one of the guys that's going to the draft, Jared Wilson, okay, projected to be a first rounder. Potentially, but again, he plays center. But, Mike, this kid didn't give up any sacks in 511 pass block snaps last season. That's incredible. And to your point about what you're trying to replace, that is what you're trying to replace. And even these guys at times, not specifically him, but the line as a whole, got dominated. They got dominated at Ole Miss, too, right? I'm going to tell you, Kentucky's defensive line got after them. There were moments in the season where you were like, What is going on? They can't block anybody. But these are the kind of guys, the guys that are going to go pro, the Tate Ratledges of the world, they are really good. And now you're telling me that there are other holes that you have to fill? So are you telling me Searles is not doing his job?
Well, you got guys that got experience, but what was the experience? You know, mop up? I mean, so again, Monroe, Freeling, Micah Morris, the guard position is kind of in flux for Kirby. Daniel Calhoun, Ernest Green, these are the guys, and of course Drew Bobo. I mean, you know, it's not nepotism. He's good.
He is.
You know, guys always kind of roll their eyes when they hear the Bobo name attached. But this is you don't have the depth. I don't think anybody in college football has that depth. But Kirby doesn't have the depth he had in 21 and 22 for the Natty.
No doubt. And by the way, when we talk about Stacey Searles, the point is when you are going to be your best, the offensive line shouldn't be a question. And if their head coach is talking about, well, we're not going to be as good up front, he's just being honest with you.
And Sam Pittman, he built that foundation. Matt Luke built on it. And now I feel like you took a step back. I'm not the only guy who talks about the dogs who feels that way.
I feel like we shouldn't be talking about this as much as we are. That's where I'm at.
Right.
This should not be a conversation. If you're talking about Georgia and as many guys now, certainly as Kirby's putting in the NFL, off the offensive line, certainly the defensive lines, that's an area where you just that's got to be a recruiting tool. And I know they use it, but Mike, we should be talking about the old line and, oh, they may take a step back. That's nothing that I think a dog fan wants to hear, especially with the offensive skill guys that they have, and you feel like it's going to be a more explosive offense.
Right.
All right, meanwhile, SEC Media Days, guys. You're wondering? All right, July 14th through the 17th, it's here in Atlanta this year. And
woo-hoo!
Kirby's going to be
May I nominate Andy and Randy to do it?
What do you mean?
To go down there.
I think they're going to be down there.
Excellent.
Okay.
You know, so we don't have to go, I guess is the point.
Well, you say that, and then we'll be somewhere else, and you'll be like, we should have been at SEC Media Days.
I mean, if we have to be, yes, but you know the drill. It's sort of become this TV car wash,
yeah.
You know.
Kirby Smart's going to be speaking Tuesday, July 15th. Obviously, there'll be other coaches, all the coaches, but we'll have the full schedule. But that is official now, and it's going to happen here. You guys know they've been rotating that thing. I mean, it's been up in Nashville.
Down to Hoover for so many years.
Yeah, right. So it's coming back to the ATL, and look. I've always said we should be in the mix. We only have the College Football Hall of Fame here.
Right.
And we have the SEC Championship here every year. There's no reason why we shouldn't have the SEC Media Days.
Right. I sure hope that the SEC work. I presume our guys, our buddies with the Atlanta Sports Council, because you got to feel it. You know, with Texas and Oklahoma, that Jerry wants to get his claws into that one. Jerry World and the Cowboys.
It's going to be good, man. I mean, the additions have been good for the conference, and you have more opportunities to put more guys or more teams in the playoff. They are not, as we know right now, there's going to be no playoff expansion. It's still going to be 12. And so we can still argue about what that's going to look like next year. But, Mike, that doesn't mean that they're not moving towards that because they see the money involved. But I also think there are more pressing issues, like the stuff we've been talking about. I mean, like NIL, portal, all this stuff. If you ask coaches, that is a more pressing issue than adding four more teams to the college football playoff.
We talked about it earlier for guys who missed. You can always rewind on the Odyssey app. Put the app on your phone. You can use it in your car as well. You can always get what you want. But we were talking about Nico Iamaleva, and looks like, UCLA. And now everybody waiting to find out, did he get a dollar less than what he was making or was supposed to make in Tennessee? I don't know. See, I have no idea what UCLA football is supposed to be. It's always been in the shadow of USC. Even you got to go all the way back. I mean, to the 90s, when you really think about when they're really making some noise.
They've had some good players, but you're right. I mean, look, Chip Kelly was there, Mike.
Right.
He went there and it was like, okay. I mean, I'm going to go back to the NFL. And now, ironically, he is back in the NFL. I think with the Raiders. But, yeah, man, I agree with you. I don't think that this is a game-changing moment for UCLA football.
I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but football program. But
You know what? By the way, Oren, while I look up UCLA football over the years, Chip Kelly went 9-4, 8-5, and then left to be an assistant coach at Ohio State.
Yes.
Give me the full Megillah. For those who are new to the program, it's one of the pieces of audio. When we first heard it, we literally laughed out loud for 5 minutes. But it was Deshaun Foster at the 2024 Big Ten Media. Just mentioned SEC Media Days, Big Ten Media Days, and now let's hear from the coach of UCLA.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
What? Emblems?
We're a school that's won, 123 championships.
So you don't know?
This fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but
no,
our football program, but we're in L.A.,
L.A. So UCLA.
It's us and USC.
Uh-huh. Tell me more about your program. I'm fascinated. Sell it to me, coach. Bring it home. Finish home. Big strong. Big finish.
I'm just basically excited. Yeah, that's it. Any questions?
Yes, question, LA Times. Coach, did you not prepare any notes for this press conference?
That's the best. That's the best. He just literally, I imagine he's looking around like, what else am I supposed to say? Oh, I'm just excited to be here. Either right. way, I don't think this is, I don't think Nico going there. Iamaleava, going there is not a game-changing deal. You're right. Everybody wants to see what they're paying him. But, Mike, think about the Big Ten. Oregon's better than you.
Right.
Michigan's better than you. Ohio State's better than you. Washington was better than you. Like, you start talking about it, and all those teams were in the Pac-12 before you made the move. I can't say USC is better than you because Lincoln Riley, you said it, hasn't really gotten the job done. But there's Penn State's better than you. There's a ton of Big Ten teams. That come before you even think about UCLA.
So when you're not really kicking butt, he went 5-7 last year, and you put that out there on tape. By the way, since 2000, the year 2000, how many 10-win seasons do you think the Bruins have had? Three. Two of those from Jim Mora, by the way. Jim Mora Jr., how about them apples? Yeah, man.
And that's the thing. They've had some really good coaches.
Right.
They've had some really good coaches.
Like Jim, you know, did it twice. They've actually had they've had 2 3-win seasons, and they've had 4 4-win seasons. So in the last 25 years, UCLA is a lot of meh. And that would explain why no one goes to watch them in the Rose Bowl.
Hey, man, coming up. He's cool. He's fun. Niang. Shoot that thing. George Niang's going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hawks taking on the Heat tomorrow at State Farm Arena. Win or go home. And joining us right now is George Niang. And George, appreciate you jumping on the show, by the way. Man, you know, let's start from the other night against Orlando. And I want to start, you know, it was a physical game. Everybody talked about it. Trey gets thrown out at the end of that game. And I just want to get your impressions of how you felt about that particular game and what you think you can carry over into this Heat matchup, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's those play-in games, I don't care what anybody says, those are playoff level intensity games. So, I think obviously, you know, you realize that's how the playoffs are going to be called, right? You know, there's going to be a lot more physicality. They're going to let a lot more stuff go, especially being on the road. That's a tense environment. But, you know, I think playoff experience is real, right? Mm-hmm. You have our young guys that got to experience that for the first time. And, when the more and more playoff experience that you have, the better off you'll be moving forward. Obviously, we were disappointed that we didn't pull out the win, but I think having that experience to move on forward and have a game at home at State Farm Arena in front of our crowd with how loud it gets in there, I like our odds.
One of the greatest nicknames in the NBA, the minivan. George Niang is with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know that Trey got hot, and I know that you know you try to maybe send a message to the officials in the next game, but was anything from Quinn as far as just how you handle that physicality? Because yeah, they were getting rough.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is, don't allow teams to punch you in the mouth, right? You know, when you're in a fight, you want to start throwing punches first. Mm. And I think that's the biggest thing for us is you want to set the tone. You don't want them to set the tone and then you have to adjust to it. So I think the biggest thing for us that we've focused on is going out and setting the tone early of the physicality that we're going to play with and how we're going to play and impose our will in those areas.
George, we've seen you hit a lot of threes. Obviously, we didn't shoot the ball well as a team the other night. I mean, 19%. Everybody was struggling. What do we do to not have that reoccur tomorrow night against the Miami Heat?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, some of that is nerves, but I also think, you know, we're going to continue to do a better job of playing faster, right? I think you guys realize this season, you know, when we're flying up and down the court, the ball is moving around. We have more opportunity to drive closeouts, kick out to open shooters, and take our open shots in transition. Obviously, you know, shooting threes is what we do, and I think we're going to, you know, obviously emphasize that, you know, moving forward. That being said, playoff basketball does tend to try and slow down the game a little more. And I think, you know, you have to continuously, you know, get stops and be able to play fast if you want to continue to shoot more threes.
It is George Niang with us, guys, talking about the Hawks. It's loser goes home, man, on Friday, 7 o'clock, by the way, right here on 92.9 The Game.
You sound like WWE. Hell in a cell.
In this corner of the minivan, loser leaves town. Yeah, George, I mean, how do you approach it? Because the finality of it, you know, as you said, it is the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we've been working towards this, you know, all year. Or, you know, from since I've been here, we're working towards growing and becoming better. And I think the biggest thing for us is during the regular season, you're focused on getting a little better. Now I think you guys realize the sense of urgency that it, you know, you kind of just leave it all out there, right? It's not really schematic or, you know, game plan-ish. Obviously you want to stick to that, but it's like, how am I going to figure out a way to just stop the other team from beating us? And, it's just, you got to do it for longer stretches. You got to do it harder for longer stretches. And I think our guys are bought into that. We have a great young nucleus, and obviously we have a great superstar in Trae Young who's carried us all year. So I know we're going to be prepared for tomorrow tomorrow's game.
George Niang joining us here on Dukes and Bell. All right, bro, you've been around Indy, Utah. You're with Quinn Snyder in your days at Utah. Philly, Cleveland. What's been your best experience? And I don't want to leave out Atlanta because it's not over here yet, and I think you've adjusted well and everybody digs you. But, like, your experience in going to these different places, like, it's all different or is it all the same as a player?
You know, in terms of, you know, you have to do your job, I think it's pretty much the same, right? You know, you're brought in to do a job and get things done. Obviously, I have, you know, my favorite cities, and I'm not sitting here blowing smoke, but, you know, when I can wake up on February and have it be 75 and sunny down in Atlanta, I've never been able to, you know, have that. And let me tell you, my body really appreciates it also, being able to just sit out there and feel good and soak in the sun. So I've really enjoyed my time here in Atlanta. Hopefully it can be for a really long time. I really, you know, vibe with the organization, my teammates. The city has been amazing, showed nothing but love. And I think being in Atlanta, I've seen more celebrities courtside than I have anywhere else in my career. So, you know, it definitely helped me focus more because I can't just be looking around at who's coming to our game that night. But, yeah, no, all of them offer different experiences, right? Utah is completely different than Philly.
Well, George, Cleveland. But people say, like, players don't want to go. Like, there's nothing to do in Utah. Is that true? Like, from a player's perspective, it's like practice home.
It depends what you're into. There's a lot of guys that are into stuff that you really can't get into in Utah.
Okay.
So I completely understand that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, I mean, I don't want to paint with a broad brush. I've only been to the airport, so I wouldn't know. But
everything closes early.
We used to joke around with Jamal Anderson from the Falcons. He said he grew up there. So I'm like, you were the black guy. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's just a different vibe.
Yeah, you know, you kind of have to be careful with everything that's going on saying that. I don't know, colored person, is that the proper way to say it now? So,
it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, I mean, there's things to get into if you're into hiking and, you know, yeah, if you're into outdoors.
Snowboarding. Getting some fresh powder.
Yeah, Utah's a great place. It has great people, but like as they say, different strokes for different folks.
For sure,
if you're looking for the L.A. vibe or party scene out in Utah, you're probably not going to leave too thrilled.
Right. It's George Niang with us, guys, getting ready for the Heat coming up on Friday right here on 92.9 The Game. Are you a trash talker, by the way, when you get it going?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think we all know the answer to that. You know, obviously, trash talking is kind of how I grew up playing. I mean, I feel like I'm an old soul, right? I'm 31 years old, and sometimes I look at my teammates, and I asked them the other day, I was in the locker room, and I was talking to Kobe Bufkin, and we were in Philly, and I was like, damn, do you remember Kyle Korver playing with Allen Iverson? He was like, no. Are you serious? And then he told me he was born in 2003, and I was like, okay, well, I really can't have this conversation with you. But, yeah, Kyle Korver was really good with Allen Iverson back in the day, just if you were wondering. back to the trash-talking thing, I just think being an old-school guy, I grew up playing outside and, you know, trying to find ways to make other talented guys lose their mind while I'm trying to beat them one-on-one, and trash talking was kind of the way that it went. I mean, obviously I had my little stint on the internet that went around, but it's nothing personal. Like, I hope nobody takes it personal, but I, on the court, I want to embody what the city that I'm playing for. And I think anyone from Atlanta is, you know, gritty, you know, hard nosed, you know, works for everything that they had, you know, come from nothing, make it to something. And I kind of want to embody that out there. And if that's through trash talking and knocking someone over and letting them hear about it, then that's how I'm going to be. And I don't ever apologize for being me. I never think I'm over the top. And if I am, well, then we can figure it out after. You always can say sorry after. Right. But I think the biggest thing for me is it just kind of allows me to get myself going and bring a tenacity that I think represents the city and the team that I play for.
You're doing a good job of that. We need a dub tomorrow, man. It'd be great to move on in these playoffs. I know you guys want to. We gotta watch that one behind us the other night. George Niang, man, appreciate you. You guys, LeVert, man, you guys came over. You're doing work. We have enjoyed this, man. So we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Yep, appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
All right, George Niang, guys, from our Atlanta Hawks. Good dude, and I hope you get the sense of that. And more importantly, Mike, he's right. Like, we got to shoot the ball better from three, but we got to play our game. We got to get out and run. Orlando kind of said, oh, you know what? We're going to slow you guys down.
Well, you can't let Tyler Hero get off. So, I mean, someone's going to have to step up. I mean, it's kind of like the supporting cast in both teams got to step up. You could argue our bench is better if he's hitting his threes.
Yep.
If Caris LeVert is doing – I still don't know what was going on in that Magic game, but I want to see him, you know, take more shots. But and by the way, David Archer, our man Arch, was listening.
Watching, judging.
He said, hey, that's an Iowa State legend, that man, George Niang, the minivan. And for those who don't get the minivan thing, it was back, it was Donovan Mitchell coined the phrase, and the joke was it took him a while to get warmed up like a minivan. That was the story, not like a Ferrari.
And it's true. Once he does, he gets going. All right, man, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, one of the greatest pitchers of his era and a guy that used to do underwear commercials has never eaten a chicken wing. A man who's never eaten a chicken wing? Carl just gave me that. You see, gave me the eyeball.
Yeah, because that's like weird. You're a man and you've never had a chicken wing?
I will get to that one. Also coming up, guys, we have another story out there. And this one is pretty interesting. How Virginia Tech, if you've been into a game up there, you've seen on TV, how they get ready for a Metallica concert for a really good football stadium. We'll explain.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Where the players play, Yeming. Hey, we got plenty to talk about today as we got some big news in the world of sports, starting off with a lot of folks' ritual on Saturday, waking up with College Game Day, which, of course, has changed over the years, but one constant has been Lee Corso. Lee Corso turns 90 and is now announcing that, yes, he will officially be stepping down. Let's say they will honor him, Carl, before the Alabama-Florida State game outside Doak, where he did play. Back in the day, was roommates with Burt Reynolds, starting his college career, going on to coach at Indiana, Northern Illinois, Louisville as well. But, of course, well-known for putting the mascot head on. First time it happened, by the way, he was on the show for years, going all the way back to Craig James. But the first time they actually did the mascot head was outside the horseshoe at Ohio State. Put on the Brutus head on October 5th, 1996.
If you look at it by school, which somebody did this, he has put on the headgear by team 45 times for Ohio State, 38 for Alabama, 25 for LSU, 22 for Florida, and 21 times for Oregon. I think that's interesting because you always wonder, like, how many times has he done this for any particular school? Either way, Mike, I said this, amazing career. I'm happy that they're doing this the way that they're doing it. Some of you, we've had these conversations, you know, when I've run into you and you're like, man, when Lee Corso going to give it up? Well, he is. But the amount of time that he's been able to do this and the fact that he's still able to do it is pretty impressive. And I don't know if we'll see another Lee Corso come along, Mike, because he's certainly changed the way we watch college football with these pregame shows. And, you know, this was the innovator, right? I do like the Fox show, the big noon show, I do like. But these guys were the innovators when you talk about how this was how this started.
Yeah, man. And again, I said this earlier in the show. We're good friends with Dan Corso, and Dan actually graduated from Florida State with Sandra Golden. But Lee, you know, yeah, I mean, as we said, we've seen it with guys like Harry Carey and other guys. You know, you don't always have your fastball all the way through. But I just thought, you know, social media, as Squidbelly always says, Bo Morgan, cesspool. Some people just get so just tacky. You know what I mean? What did Lee Corso ever do to you, man? Hey, speaking of Lee Corso, one of my favorite memories, Georgia Tech goes up to take on Virginia Tech back in 2000 that fall. Lee Corso's rent a car gets hit by lightning. And I looked it up to make sure I had it right, and I did. ESPN aired the video. You see the bolt coming down right outside of Lane Stadium. And then later on after the game, they're going to drive back to the hotel. Chris Fowler says it started up, and Corso drove it a little bit before it just died. Then he realized it was his car that got hit by lightning. Lee got out, hitched a ride with some fans, and the car rental people brought him a new car. But yeah, man, it was right after the game day crew went off the air, and they switched it. I think it was Mike Patrick had the call, and it was like Labor Day weekend back in 2000.
Crazy. That's and by the way, I've never had a car struck by lightning. The closest I've come. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's a good thing, but being out on the golf course and lightning starts and everybody's we can get one more hole in. But that I'm not trying to get close to lightning strike, Mike.
That was was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, because Andy was right after he got back from the Masters. We played golf and the storm came rolling in at that Saturday afternoon. Man, we got the heck out of it. Or Sunday afternoon, one strike. Normally I'm the guy that's, the heck, we can squeeze in 18. You saw that lightning hit the tree about a quarter mile away. That's
I'm
it.
Out.
Good
I'm
night,
out.
Everybody.
I'm out.
It came down, man. Hey, man, I just mentioned Virginia Tech and Lee Corso. Virginia Tech's got a Metallica coming to town May 7th. And the big concern was, same thing back in the old days of Doak Campbell, Bobby Bowden's like, I don't really like them having concerts. They tear up the field. Dadgum. How do they do it at Virginia Tech? Well, if you're now a lawn guy, and Oren, you're going to be in this world now too, join us. Become one of us. Lawn guys, although Carl does prefer to call somebody from time to time.
Every now and then.
But it was kind of interesting. I saw how they basically get ready for a Metallica concert. There's a whole video. If you are a nerd who's into that sort of thing, they remove the sprinkler system, and they basically kind of exfoliate the field. They take off some levels of the field that they're going to move and plant and replant, and then they basically cover stuff with hay and straw, and then they're able to put down the tarp so the field grass doesn't get all jacked up.
That's good.
They must not have done that at Truist Park when Metallica played Truist Park a couple years ago with Avenged Sevenfold, and they've had some country shows too. We get that big splotch out in center field.
Yeah, look, if you don't take it out, it's going to get destroyed, and so that's good to know. I didn't know that they did that there, but man, that's going to be a crazy concert there.
Hey, man, do you believe that Mike Leach, and by the way, his anniversary of him passing came and went, and one of our favorite guests of all time, and you and I both lucky enough to meet him. I ran into him twice, two summers in a row down in Key West. Who doesn't love Mike Leach? A lot of folks are saying, is this just part of the Mike Leach legend, or is it actually true that he actually had to be talked out of signing a little person to a scholarship, handing him a football, then having his lineman throw him over the line of scrimmage in short yardage? It came up with all the discussion of the NFL looking to squash, or at least certainly table, which means Roger Goodell wants to get away from the tush push.
I believe it. Mike Leach was wild, man. He was a wild dude. And I would tell you, Mike, that's probably a true story.
Right.
At the end of the day. But, yeah, man, look, rest in peace, by the way. He was a great guy. And I think at the end of the day, they are going to get rid of the tush push. I think they're going to bring this back. They're supposed to talk about it, I think, next month in May. They're going to bring, you know, they've tabled it until May. I think eventually it's going to go bye-bye. I think there are enough coaches and enough momentum that – coaches are going to say it's a safety concern. We can't stop it. And Goodell's going to back that. And the competition committee is going to do away with it. That's what I believe. But if they don't, then I think everybody should start running the tush push. The problem is, like, there are two teams that have executed to perfection.
Yeah. So. I just felt in the old days, if you come up with a better idea and somebody can't beat it, let's legislate it out. Look, it's not like NASCAR where they would really do some cheating. It's, you know, the old joke was, if you're not cheating, you're not trying in racing. But in this case, you know, you could do it. I still think – this is just my 2 cents worth on the tush push.
Okay.
That coaches, especially offensive-minded coaches, there's an ego involved, and they just feel somehow it's not their thing. But it's baloney. It's a copycat league. Everybody had a version of the Wildcat. Remember, we had Wild Sanu a couple of years ago for the Falcons. So to me, it's the hubris of a coach not wanting to, like, emulate it, because what if they can't do it right? And even if you have a quarterback who maybe isn't got as much leg power, because as you say, and I say all the time, Jalen Hurts, you see these videos of him in the weight room. Insane.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have athletes who have that same kind of leg power, the tight ends, the running backs. You could do it with, you're telling me you couldn't put Tyler Algier under center, right? And we could get one of our other linemen or even a linebacker to then push him forward? That's just, to me, seems like that's just lazy. It's intellectually lazy from some of these offensive minds. So we're going to ban it. Getting back to Mike Leach, really fun article in Barstool Sports, basically joking around, would you put it past Mike Leach having to be talked out? Go around campus. Do we have any little people that are here on scholarship? And can we get them in the football meeting room and see if we can do it? Some of the other stories have come out while this story dovetails into all the other crazy stuff that Mike Leach did. The time that when he was the OC in Oklahoma, created an entirely fake play sheet to go up 17-0 on Texas. Just completely.
That's his humor. That was him. Yes.
So basically, he's holding like a sheet, like the Chinese menu you see coaches holding, and it's complete gibberish.
Nothing.
Holding it in plain sight. Hey, man, a story I heard earlier today on the Steakhouse. I had to look it up and see if it was accurate, and it was. There's an article in it from Awful Announcing. Jim Palmer, Hall of Famer, one of the best pitchers of his generation, 268 wins. Oriole legend, still doing TV for the Orioles during the Tuesday broadcast of the game between the Orioles and the Guardians. Palmer was talking with his partner on the broadcast, Kevin Brown, and apparently this came up that he's never, ever had a staple of sports bar food. Take a listen.
You know, I've never had a wing, ever.
What do you mean you've never had a wing?
Never, ever had a wing.
You've never had... Wait a minute.
No. I'm just never have.
You've never had a chicken wing?
No.
Like,
why would I?
Why would
don't
you?
Don't they have skin and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of things have skin.
But I don't eat skin.
Apples have skin.
Why eat apples?
You've never had a single chicken wing?
No, never thought about having it.
That is staggering to me. So what kind of chicken do you eat?
White breast.
What about, like, fried chicken? You eat fried chicken?
Never had fried chicken.
Never?
Well, I've taken the crust off and...
What is this? What is this?
What is this is right. I'm shocked. You've had chicken wings, right?
Right.
I'm looking at Day-Day. And, Oren, you've had chicken wings. I love chicken wings. I'm a chicken wing freak. Right. I probably eat more than I need. Mike, I don't get this. I don't understand... Did he say he doesn't eat skin? Right.
I will say this, because I got a friend who does radio in Baltimore, does rock radio. Jim Palmer is one of those, like, body snobs. He's okay. A food snob. He's probably in the same, probably weighs the same he did back in 1968.
Okay.
He's that guy. Remember he did those jockey commercials?
Used to.
He was doing, like, jockey ads. So you see him, like, in some tidy white. He's in the chicks. My mom was, you know, come to think of it, mom had a thing for stealing cardboard cutouts from Macy's and from A&S. She got the Joe Namath Brute by Fabergé. I don't know if she got the Jim Palmer, but she was definitely looking to steal that. What she was going to do with it, I have no idea. Anyway, when dad's out of town, I guess. But anyway, you get the idea. But no, Jim Palmer's one of those guys. It's like he's like the food snob. He's like one of those people that really does stick to the diet, okay. And he's going to let you know it.
Look, everybody's got their thing. Some people don't drink milk. If you don't like skin, I guess you're not going to, you know, have fried chicken. But that's just weird to hear in this day and age that you haven't even tried it. Like,
I mean,
you
I don't know.
Try it.
I mean, I don't know. You know, did Sandy Koufax keep kosher? He would need a BLT on a day he had a pitch. I don't know. But I mean, but in the case of Jim Palmer, he's just one of those guys that is. Gary Player's that same thing. Gary Player's a guy that he did this. If you didn't see it, it's too long to play on our airwaves because it's a long form interview. But Gary Player, because he's one of the honorary starters for the Masters, he was asked about his fitness regimen because he did 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 sit-ups.
Used to.
And he talked about, you know, eating fast food. He goes, I don't eat fast food. Put that garbage in your body. And because he basically says he's never eaten fast food in his life because he's been strict diet. And you can't argue with the results. The guy hit a ball 265-yard center cut. And it was funny in the same press conference. Maybe we'll chop it up for later in a week, or well, it's Friday. But he talked about, I've got a young girlfriend. He goes, none of these guys, Tom Watson's got a young girlfriend. We've got to stay in shape. So he's basically saying you can't put garbage in your body if you want to keep on trucking at age 86.
Look, hey, I'm not allowed to eat it with the skin. I'm not allowed.
Oh, that's disgusting. I will say this, Mike. The opposite side of that is I have people in my family who have drink and smoke every day and live to be old.
Right. My grandmother drank two glasses of wine every day. That's what she swore by.
And I don't know what the secret is. You know what? It's genetics. Like, at the end of the day, I mean, the people who are that, I'm using another word there, and I can't,
right,
about their bodies, right? It's great. We know people, there are a lot of professional athletes who don't want to eat certain things or won't drink certain things. But I also know on the other spectrum, there are tons of people that I know, and I have some of my friends. They drink and they smoke and they're in their 80s and 90s. And you're like, what?
My grandmother dipped snuff and drank sherry by the bottles.
How old is she?
And she died when she was like in her mid 80s.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I just, like today, for instance, I got the oil changed. I took the dog down at noon and basically we're walking around while the car's getting worked on. And I'm basically, it's like a murderer's row of fast food down there in Newton. Everything was there. You know, Whataburger, Wendy's, Burger King. I mean, the Burger King cross sandwich, you can't. McDonald's, the whole thing is there. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, nah. Yeah, you know, and I went back home, ate my mush with my diet, but that's hard. That discipline part, man, and it took me like 56 years to get some discipline when it came to eating.
Well, look, it is hard. And I'll tell you this, like last night on the way home, I was like, man, I really want something sweet. And I was like, I'm not going to stop. Let me order Crumble. So I ordered, have you had Crumble? Have you ever had Crumble? Have you had
Oh, yeah. Dude, I will say this. Oh, I thought I had the biggest sweet tooth at the radio station. You got the biggest sweet tooth at the radio station.
So I'm like, let me just get a cookie. And you can't just get one.
You got to get a dozen.
You can't get one. That's the problem. Oh, so literally I ended up like, all right, I'm just going to drive in, and they're going to bring the box to me, and I pull up. Sir, yes, here's my cookie. Thank you. And I rolled out, and I didn't feel as guilty because I didn't, like, stop and get something. But
you know the worst part about it, Carl?
It's hard.
They serve them warm.
Warm.
Yes.
Warm. They're hot.
Warm.
Well, they had one last night. I got one. It was the carrot. Have you had this carrot cake cookie? Like, oof. It looks like it's unbelievable. Man. By the way, Crumble, I hate you. I just want to tell you. I hate you.
And that's why we gave kudos to Scottie Scheffler when that Masters dinner came out that was served last week with the cookie in a skillet.
It was so
The molten chocolate cookie. Oh, with
amazing.
With vanilla ice cream. Scottie Scheffler's menu was perfection. Hey, man, on that note, that's Guy Talk. By the way, thoughts and prayers. I know we say that every time someone or something bad happens. Second mass shooting event in Tallahassee at Florida State in the last 10 years or 11 years. Last one happened in 14. We talked about it earlier to start the show. Apparently two confirmed dead down in Tallahassee. Sorry to be the bringer of bad news, but I've been following this story all afternoon. The shooter is in custody in Leon County.
Coming up, we're going to talk about whether or not the Falcons should stay at 15. And also, we will continue our conversation about the Braves today. Very interesting perspectives from you about how you're feeling. We've said it today. Express your frustrations to us. We'll continue that in the 5 o'clock hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.